here at the Launch Education and Kids Conference at the Microsoft Silicon Valley Conference Center, and I'm really excited to introduce you guys to Fahad Fazan from Always Preps, who came out of stealth mode today in the first round of demos at the Launch Conference. So Fahad, why don't you tell us a little bit about Always Prepped and how it came to be?
Sure. So Always Prepped actually started last year as a math application. And we were building a math app, and we didn't really understand the space. And as we grew and tested our product with tons of teachers, we realized that a lot of people were doing math and reading and all these other concepts. And what we learned that teachers liked the best about what we were doing was how we presented data and analytics. And so we realized that there could be a great opportunity in helping teachers aggregate all their different sources in a single dashboard, if you will. And that's when we decided to change direction after a year of building a math app, probably December of 2011. And we've been doing Always Prep the dashboard since.
So you literally just introduced your private beta today. So yep. Can you tell our readers and viewers what services that you do analytics on?
Right. So some of the cool things that we do is we basically help teachers aggregate data from multiple sources without any extra work. And that's really the key. Is we don't want teachers inputting grades or uploading their own spreadsheets. We actually pull from resources that kids are already using, like Khan Academy or Edmodo or ClassDojo, to give you a few examples, right? And so when you have all that data in one place, then you can start to really analyze the data in an interesting way for if you're a teacher, right? So you can overlay academic data with behavior data. And when you're talking about young students, you know, their psychological effects, even through middle school and high school, are huge in how they perform in the classroom. So reading data over math data, science data associated with reading, and so forth. So there's a lot of cool things we can do with data if it's all in one place.
Right. So as I tweeted, as a psychologist, yeah. I really perked up when you said that you can layer the data behavioral on top of academic. Yeah. Like if someone had a death in their family, mm-hmm. and you can see exactly the work that's being affected plus or minus a few days, and if you can factor that out as an outlier, let's say, and to see what the rest of the trajectory is over the course of, say, a semester, that could be really important when going back later and seeing like what the performance was.
Absolutely. And I think we get really interesting information historically and over time on a student when we're able to, not just behavioral data, like I said, it's, you can view stuff across
like
multiple
disciplines. Like sick or whatever.
Exactly,
yeah.
Attendance data, etc. So
sports meet, yeah.
Yeah, right now, since everything exists in its own silo, you can't really analyze it automatically. You have to manually look at it. If you're a teacher with 30 kids in 3 periods, 90 kids, logging in every day to 20 different tools, that's 1,800 data points, right?
Right.
And so it gets way too difficult. To do that, and we make that extremely simple.
Cool. So what are you planning to do for, let's say, the rest of the year? Are there any cool sneak peeks you want to talk about?
So our plan right now is over the next summer months, school's closing all around the country,
right.
Or has closed. So we actually think it's a great time to come out with a private beta list. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to teachers, let them start enrolling in our product that have signed up at alwaysprep.com. And we'll get feedback, we'll keep improving the product, and really gear towards launching, doing a full-blown public launch at the beginning of the 2012-2013 school year. And we'll hopefully have 10-15 different partners.
Oh, so you think by let's say, August, September, you might be ready for that?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's really
we'll
great.
Be ready. Yep.
Cool, I'm looking forward to that. I think what's really great about this conference is we got like straight feedback from the teachers.
And yes, you saw it.
Oh yeah, that was one of the cool quotes of the day, like, well, the three teachers jumped out of the chair, so I'm going to go with their opinion over the VCs. And
yeah.
I think like that's one piece in, especially the education market, that's maybe, I wouldn't say missing, but not always super obvious.
Right.
Because somebody who teaches every single day clearly has a different view on the education system than a venture capitalist.
Sure. I mean, their perspective is different, right?
Right.
They're worried about money out of the gate. And, you know, to me, the real validation is when a teacher says, hey, we need this. And they may be early adopters here at first, but ultimately, if we do a good job, the early adopters become the voices of your product and really help you grow. So to get that kind of reception from the audience, and even the judges at the end, I think they churned and decided they liked us the best.
Like, too early.
Yeah.
Right?
And then when they were asked to pick the favorite, we got chosen, which is cool. But I think you got to start somewhere. We have a long way to go. I don't want to make it seem like we have all the answers and everything solved. One day at a time, one semester at a time, and I think we'll make great progress over the course of the next, you know, 6 to 12 months.
Awesome. Cool. So check out Always Prepped. Your Twitter handle is at Always Prepped.
At Always Prepped. And my personal is at Fahad Hassan.
At Fahad Hassan, and then alwaysprepped.com.
Yep.
So just to finish it off, is the only thing you need to use Always Prepped an internet, like a computer with a working internet?
That's it. That's
awesome.
It's
super scalable, a really cool new product. We've got rave reviews here, and we're super excited to talk to you more in the future.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.